the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In less than 30 minutes, I want to review with you what does your wife expect from you. And then we will have some discussion. And I prefer to be men alone and women alone. I think this will help us to speak frankly with no fears. First of all, you know, the most important thing, virtue or character, any wife waiting from her husband is love. Women are always in need for love, all the time, and they never get satisfied. You have to know this and you have to understand this, and you have to keep giving love in many ways, as we will see. You know, it was the instructions for the groom in the wedding Orthodox ceremony. They were saying, be compassionate and hasten to do what makes her happy. Kun hanunan alayha. Be compassionate or tender and hasten to do what makes her happy. And this is, I think, the key point of the needs of any wife. And also it was said in Colossians, husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Also written, husband, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Also, nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. So, you will see many verses in the Bible stating that man, love your wife, and specifically the word love. You will find other words related to women, like respect, and this is the message I'm going to deliver to your wives. But for men, they wait your love all through the life and every day and in all languages. You know, if you read the famous book of Five Languages of Love, they nowadays put love in five major languages. The first language is just talking. And many men are actually, يعني بخلة, are very little in their words. They do not speak enough with their wives. They do not talk much with their wives. They, you know, talk much in their business and their work in their whole day, and finally when they go home, they have no power to speak anymore. And this is, yes, they are very tired, but wait, this is a big mistake, because this will make her angry and you will pay the yani the price. So yes, please pay it in talks or in words better. So this is the first language. Women needs words. Women, her ears are the keys for her happiness. So you can, yes, this is her program. So you can help your wife to enjoy day after day by few words. Good words, encouraging words, appreciating words, kind words, loving words. The second language is gifts. And you men usually do not care much for gifts. I mean, if you are somebody give you some gifts, you do not care much. But women appreciate so much gifts. And especially when it comes important days. So please do not forget this. This is her language. Also the quality time. All wives wait the few minutes you give, and they enjoy when it is, you know, for her, when they feel that this quality time is really special for her, they like it. But most of men usually put many things with this time. They watch TV while talking to his wife. He is making many phone calls while he is going for a dinner with his wife. In laptops or computer, this, you know, corrupt the quality time. The fourth language is touches. Let me tell you this. Most men do not touch their wives except for the bedroom relationship. And this is a major mistake in our culture and in our relationships. Women wait for your touches all the day long, all over their life, whatever your age, whatever the circumstancing, holding hands, putting your hand on her hair, touching her shoulder. These kind of touches are nourishing her happiness. So you should care for the touches, not only for your desire. The fifth language is sharing, is acts. Women love sharing more than men. Man can live easily alone. At least he can enjoy his loneliness more. But women cannot. Not easy for them. So any kind of sharing shopping, sharing TV movies, sharing whatever she likes, any kind of sharing pleases her. So these five languages, please always evaluate yourself on. The second major point women wait from their husbands is warm listening, or active listening, or whatever you call it. It was written, "My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." And actually, most of us do not do this. We are rapid in speaking, we don't have time to listen, we do not respect what they say. And this is a major problem. Whatever they say, however they say, we should listen. Because this is for your safety and for your peaceful life. Do not think that listening definitely denotes submission. And this is also a wrong concept for many men. Listening does not mean necessarily that you should say, "Hadr, I will do." No. Because most of women want to talk, and after they talk and speak it out, they do not care much if you will follow or not. It's better to follow, definitely for them. But you know, just speaking will help them to relax. So by listening only, you have passed the halfway. بعد كده, you can take it or leave it, but you succeeded in relieving them. Look, listen with your eyes. And this is يعني برضو a common mistake, that you listen while looking to the mobile phone calls or messages or laptop. This is fatal mistake and a very common mistake. Please, when your wife speak, please look at her eyes. معلش اعمل مجهود شوية, try yourself, بس they need it badly. This kind of concentrating with them help them to be happy. And your happiness is very much related to her happiness. You can never split it out. If she is happy, she will make you happy. And if she is down, you can never be happy. You won't be happy. So it's better for you to please her. Also listen with your smile. Try to smile while listening to her, whatever she's saying. This expression of focusing, looking and smiling is very important in listening. It will help her to speak safely and to be calm while talking, and she, in few minutes you can help her to relax. Few minutes of active warm listening help her a lot. Also listen with your hands. Listen with your hands, and when she starts talking, just hold her hand. Put your hand on her shoulder. Just sit beside her. This helps her a lot when she speaks it out, even in problems, especially in troubles. When the wife, any wife speaks, she needs this kind of warmth. She needs it badly. So most of you are very practical. When they listen, they focus on the meanings, on the subject, and they forget that women are not, you know, logic directed, but emotionally directed. So they need the touches the look, the smiling, this kind of romance. Lastly, if you can, with your ears. So listen with your eyes, with your hands, with your smile, and lastly, okay, it's not a big deal to listen with ears. Third point. Again, the question, what our wives wait over from us. Confidence and trust. All wives feel confident when they feel the trust of their husband. They get confident. So her self-confidence is very much related to your trust and the level of confidence you give her. This is very important. And if she is self-confident, she's happy. And if she's happy, again, you will be happy. Look to this. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. Look to this. Heart of her husband safely trusts her. So he will have no lack of gain. Many of you may say, but this kind of trust is related to her attitude and behavior. Actually not. No, it's related more to your attitude. If you are going to give her trust, you will help her to grow in personality, to be trustworthy. Just give her the trust. But many men do not trust anybody, even their wives. I don't mean the moral distrust, but I mean even the money problems, the upbringing of children, relationships with the neighbors. You should trust your wife. In this time, in this generation, you should trust her in many things. Almost all wives suffer within a certain degree from a feeling of low self-esteem. Believe me, this is true. Most wives, if not all, especially the Egyptian, suffer from a feeling of low self-esteem. And you, men, can only cure them. You, husband, you can help them in this. Not fathers of confession, not service, not teachings, not their families, no. You are the key person in this. If you trust her, you are putting this self-esteem up. Remind yourself, please. Also, confidence does not mean throwing all the responsibility on her shoulders. To trust her does not mean just throw all responsibilities on her. This is unfair, and this is also a common mistake of men, that they easily let go for every responsibility to be on her shoulder. No, and if she fails, you take your trust out. No, be fair, give her some responsibility and trust her, but you should carry others. Men also in trust and confidence, they need to trust you. They need to trust you. And you know, doubts come to the mind of female because of her low self-esteem more than it comes to your mind. So when you spend long times away from home, and when you receive some calls and suspicious calls, and when you spend hours with your laptop, and when you wake up late at night and stay with your computer, this comes with doubts. So they need to trust you to live in peace. And this trust should be, you know, kind of honesty. Be honest with your wife so she can trust you, because if she doubts you, she can never enjoy her life with you. She needs this trust. 4. Leadership and responsibility. All women, whatever strong their personality are, needs your leadership and your responsibility. Most of you have strong wives because this culture needs strong wives. I believe this generation needs strong wives. But though they should be strong in front of all circumstances and problems and people away, but home, in the house, they need to look up to you. They need to see you strong. They need your leadership. They lead in their works. They lead in driving. They lead many aspects in life. But in your relationship with her, you should be the leader. Let her enjoy being a follower for some time. Because this is her, you know, built up program. She needs to follow. Eve was created after Adam. And she was supposed to follow him, not to lead him. So give them this kind of a bit of following. We are saying in the ceremony of wedding, you are responsible for her after her parents. And also it's written, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, he the savior of the body. Beware of silent Adam. I told you about silent Adam. Adam, when he was very passive and silent in the Eden, Gannet Adam, problems happened. Eve took the leadership, Eve spent time talking to the snake, and corruption happened. Because Adam was silent more than needed. It's good to be quiet, but not all the time. You should take the lead in many things. 5. Honor and respect. Although we will ask, this is the first point in their lecture. By the way, just to relieve you, when I'm sitting with the women, I'll tell them, first point your men needs out of you is respect and honor. This is the first from women. But also, women is waiting your respect. And this is cultural defect, that some men do not respect enough their wives, do not respect their level of intelligence, they do not respect enough their behavior or relations or success. No, they need your respect. Look to this, in St. Peter he said, giving honor to the wife. So it's like a commandment, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, although she is weaker than you in her built up psyche or emotional tendency, but still, although she is weak, you should give her honor. Especially honor your wife in front of her family and your family. This is very much important. Any kind of hurt or disrespect hurt her very much in front of families. Also honor her in front of your children. Honor her in any kind of interactive communication. Give her honor. Number 6, appreciation and encouragement. All of us needs appreciation and encouragement, but wives need them more. Wives need to be always encouraged. Look to this, what was written in Song of Songs after Solomon. He was, you know, teaching the groom how to speak to the bride. So he was saying, "O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely." You know, before that she was saying, "I'm black, I'm not beautiful." But in his eyes and in his words, no, you are lovely, you are beautiful. Also, when you recall the Samaritan woman discussion between her and our Lord Jesus Christ, although she was very bad in many things and she was lying in some aspects of her discussion, once she said, "Now I'm not married," our Lord picked up this and he told her, "You spoke truly in this, just in this." So this kind of appreciation opened her heart, helped her to take a deep breath and enjoy the discussion and love our Lord, because he respected her. He just said, "You spoke truly." For the first time of her life, she found somebody encouraging her and appreciating her attitude. And also look to the rest of the discussion, said to her, woman, you know, it's kind of lady, ya imra'a, it's the word of respect that were given to the ladies. So he called Samaritan, "Woman, believe me, look to the way he is expressing himself, encouraging her, respecting her, appreciating the minutes he spent talking to her. This all affects her so much. Number seven, sharing secrets and thoughts. I know many couples which their relation ended in divorce because of this point. She found out after many years that he is having huge problems in his work and she didn't know, or he is, you know, having bankruptcy or whatever the problem, and she is just away from the subject. For this, many women quit, because if she is not sharing your secrets, she's not your wife. This is the translation in herself. Some of you may say, I don't want her to worry, I don't want to tell her everything because this will drive her bananas. No, wait a minute, it's good for her to know at least think out of everything, to know the problems, to follow you, to share you your life. Because if it comes to shocks and big troubles at a time, and she found out that she was not there in your life for many years, this, you know, stands as a big wall between her and you after. So let her share your secrets and thoughts. Look to the same part of Song of Songs. The king was saying to his bride, the king has brought me into his chambers. This means that let your wife come into your heart to listen to your worries, to share you your thoughts, negative or positive. Don't take sudden, unexpected decisions, because this means that you share nothing with her. I know some man told his wife once, by the way, next week we are going to immigrate. She left home and never went back, because she thought you were planning for this one or more years and I was not there. It's a decision, your decision. Where am I? Why didn't you discuss this with me before that time? Is it kind of decision you took yourself? And she left home, never went back, because you are not allowed to take such decisions without the sharing of your wife. She is part of you. Also written, you know, a garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed, means the secrets only between you and your wife. And this is another message I'm relaxing you that I'm going to tell them. Please, please, please don't let any secrets out of your home between you and your husband only. Number eight, your wife is waiting to have some freedom and some privacy. Although they are your wives and you are one body, you and your wife is one body, still she needs some privacy, she needs some freedom. I know some couples which the man choose for his wife what to do and what to say and what to wear and where to go and with who, with kind of friends to go with. Come on, she is adult enough, she is your partner, you choose her, you trust her, give her space. She should have enough space to move in. But you, if you put your hands over all activities in her life, you are, you know, killing her in a way. So put trust plus love plus respect means give her freedom. This is the exact way our Lord is dealing with us. He gives us love and he respects our freedom. That's why we are free even to sin. Freedom does not mean that you remain silent. I don't say complete freedom. No, if you are not happy, you should speak it out. You should say, I'm not happy with this. You are too late in this. I'm not happy with this cloth. you spend too much. Okay, you can say whatever you feel, but in a polite way, and still you give her the freedom. Be aware of the sense of position and of selfishness. Men are rather selfish more than women. This is, you know, يعني ruling in human beings. So beware of this. Avoid being selfish in your decisions, in your desires, in your needs, because they tend to be serving more than men. Number 9, enduring weakness. Any wife has some weakness in some part. She has some weakness concerning her family, concerning her shyness, concerning her physical build, concerning her health, concerning her study, or some frustrations in work, concerning her relationships with friends. She has some weakness. Please respect this kind of weakness. She is weak in many things. So please endure weakness, because love suffers long, is kind. Love does not envy, love does not parade itself, and is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, rejoice in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So if you study this, you will understand what the Bible says: men love your women. Lastly, sharing and caring. You know, your wife is always waiting for your caring. You just care. She has some exams. Send her a message. Ask her about the exam. She was going to deliver a lecture. Why don't you show your caring that she is going in an exam like? She is buying something she dreamt of. Why don't you show your happy attitude because she finally got it? Just care and share, because she needs this much more than you need it. You do not need such kind of sharing. So don't deal with your woman as exactly you deal with yourself. She is different. She needs this caring much more than you need it. Take care of her family. It's very essential for all wives. They got happy when they feel the husband is caring for her mother or father or sister. This pleases her. Take care of her service, of her work. Just follow her up. Ask her caring questions. Not to interfere, just caring questions. Also share in raising up the kids and in facing problems. Don't be lazy. ما تكبرش دماغك زيادة. مش عارف أقولها بالإنجليش. لكن يعني don't let everything go out of your hand. Please just get inside her life more. Thank you.